Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, the very last line of Ayin Aleph Beis, the words of Amar Ula. So Ula says the following: Leman de Amar Asham Vaday Lo Bayadia Betchila. According to the one who holds that an Asham Vaday, we'll discuss what that means, doesn't need a Yadia. So you know what? Let's just, before we move on to the next Amud, let's explain this statement. Is very vague and it needs a lot of introduction. So we learn in Ezer Mekoma, and hopefully we say this every day, we say Zivcha Hashem Hashamos, that there are six cases of Hashamos. In Hashamos, there's Hashem Gzelos, Me'ilos, Shivcha, Charufa, Nazir, Mitzora, and Hashem Talay. We will discuss, for the most part, two of them. We'll just discuss, because Rashi mentions three together and then one, so we'll discuss those, but for the main part, we're going to focus on two of those Hashamos. And Hashem is a korban that a person brings for an avera that he had committed. Asham Nazir might be the exception, but generally for an avera that he committed. Asham Me'ilos, let's say for an example, Asham Me'ilos is for if someone accidentally used items belonging to Hekdesh, then you would bring an Asham Me'ilos, that value plus one-fifth. And if a person actually, Asham Gzelos, if a person has owed money, you had a loan or something like that, or you were one of the Shomrim, and you sweared falsely, then you would bring an Asham as a kapara. And Asham Shivcha Charufa is the example of a woman who is she was a Canaanite. She's a woman who somewhat converts, so she's not fully Jewish yet, and she's allowed to marry an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is a Yisrael who becomes your Eved, either he stole something or he became your Eved. Actually, the Gemara says explicitly it's only for someone, I think, who's stolen and is Nimkar, okay? So an Eved Ivri who is sold to you is allowed to have relations with this woman and allowed to somewhat be designated for her and somewhat be married to her. It's like a quasi-marriage. However, you're not fully married to them, right? So you're not fully, the Eved Ivri is a Chiddush. The Torah tells you you're allowed to have relations with her and be designated for her, but he's not fully married to her. And not only that, like when we say Shelo Asani Aved, that's referring to an Eved Kanani, and the female counterpart of that would be a Shifcha Kananis. The Shifcha Kananis, a person is not married to them either. A Shifcha Kananis is not fully Jewish, so we're saying that her status is kind of in limbo. She's like, she's not fully Jewish, but she's not non-Jewish either, so a person would have to bring a korban. He'd be Chayav Malkus. Now we know normally, in a normal circumstance, a person has relations with an Ashish, a woman who's married, he's going to be Chayav Misa. The Chiddush over here is that the person is not going to be Chayav Misa, he's going to be Chayav Malkus, he's going to get a punishment of lashes, and he's going to get the punishment of this Asham as a korban, as a kapara for him, but he's not going to be Chayav Misa for this case. There's a machlokas in the Gemara about which exactly is the case of Shifcha Charufa. The machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva holds that a Shifcha Charufa is only as an example because the pasuk has a weird lashon of Vahefte Lo Niftes, that she is like, she has been redeemed but not redeemed. So what does that mean? So Rabbi Akiva learns that it meant that she had two owners who both owned this Shifcha Charufa, who owned this Eved Shifcha Knanis, who owned this slave woman, and one of them decided to free her, and the other one didn't. So she's kind of a Jew, she's like halfway there, and she's not. The Gemara learns out, we're actually kofin that other slave person to make her Jewish, because she's not allowed to marry anyone, she has to be married to someone, so she's in limbo status. But either way, for this point, that's Rabbi Akiva holds. That's actually Rabbi Paskin. Rabbi Paskin is like Rashitas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds that it just means any person who's designated, it doesn't matter if the owner freed her or not, even if the owner didn't free her, if he was designated for an Eved, but you have relations, you'd be chayav this korban and chayav malchus if you did it on purpose. So that is the concept of asham shivcha charufa. That is the example of asham shivcha charufa. You'd have to bring that korban along with, if you did it on purpose, you'd also be chayav malchus. So now, there's also an asham taloi. Asham taloi is if a person's not sure if he did an avera, which would be chayav karis. Let's say he has two pieces of chalev in front of him, and he doesn't know if he had the kosher one or the treif one. Two pieces of meat in front of him. One was chalev, and one was fully kosher. So then, if he ate one of them, he doesn't know if he ate the treif one or the kosher one, then you bring an asham taloi. Like, if the guy knew for sure that he accidentally had the treif meat, then he would have to bring a korban chatas. Chatas is called a kavua because you know for sure you did the avera, you bring a korban chatas as a kapara. Asham tolay, the chiddush is you bring it even because you're just a suffix, you didn't know that you may have done something wrong, but you may not. That's the case of asham tolay. So what is this machlukas? We say laman da'amar. Man da'amar is saying, according to the opinion, what opinion? What opinion are we discussing that says asham vada lo bayedia betchila? What does it mean that he doesn't need to have any awareness beforehand? So Rashi gives the whole complicated case along Rashi. Rashi discusses that there's a machlokas and krisis about machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon about a general case if a person is not sure if he had benefited from Hekdesh illegally. I mean, if you're not allowed to benefit from Hekdesh, we said that's the Korban Asher Me'ilos. So let's say a guy is not sure if he did that. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you bring an Asham Taloi, which is the normal case, you'd bring something for doubt, just like you would for if something else, if you had anything else with the violation of Isser Karis, you'd bring this Asham Taloi. And then in a situation where you figure out that you had accidentally, you really done the Avera, so then you bring a Korban Asham Vada, you bring an Asham Korban Me'ilos, just like Rabbi Kiva compares it. So let's say a person had two pieces, one was kosher, one was treif, and he accidentally had, and he didn't know which one he had. So then he brings an Asham Toloi, that's the Korban you have to bring. Let's, and they tell you, by the way, they found the Edom saw that you fully, you definitely had the treif one. So the halacha in that situation, everyone would agree, is that you have to now bring a Korban Chatas, because when you brought the Asham Toloi, that was only when you were in doubt. But you brought that Asham Toloi, and then you're only because you were in doubt. If someone then later told you, actually, by the way, we saw you, and you actually had the treif piece, we know for sure that was from the McDonald's, then you would have to, in fact, bring the Korban Chatas. Rabbi Akiva says the same thing would be when you have Korban, two Korbanos of Korban Asham, that just like when you have the Chatas, the same thing. So you bring the Asham Toloi because you're not sure if you violated the Din of Hektish. And if someone comes along and tells you, by the way, you had violated the Din of Hektish, then you would in fact bring a Korban Vade of the Korban Asham Me'ilos as opposed to the Asham Tole that you originally brought, just which was the one on doubt. However, in that Gemara over there, Rabbi Tarfon disagrees. Rabbi Tarfon says that no, that the cases of bringing a Chatas for an asham toloi, and then bring a chatas when you found out about it. The example of the treif meat and the kosher meat, that is fundamentally different than the case of two ashamos, because over here you're bringing the same korban. Rashi points out you're bringing an aisle and an aisle. You're bringing a male ram either way. So Rabbi Tarfon allows you to say the following. You can make the following condition. You can bring the aisle, you can bring the male ram, and then you make a, you're gonna make a tonight, you're gonna make a stipulation the following tonight. You'll say that if I had violated the din of Hekdesh, of Nehneh from consecrated property by accident, if I had Hana, so then I should bring, that I'm going to stipulate that this should not be an Asham Taloi, it's going to be an Asham Vadai, it's going to be a full-fledged Asham. And then you also, there's another halacha, is that a person also has to give, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but a person besides for the actual korban you have to bring, you also have to give the value of the object and a one-fifth knas, a one-fifth extra punishment for your avera that you had done of being neneh from hektish. And generally, whenever we say the one-fifth, it really means one-fifth of the entire total, which is what we would call one-fourth. So if you had 100, it would be 25. So because the total of 125, that's one-fifth of the total, as opposed to the way we would call that is 25%, and we really call that a fourth. Okay, either way though, so you bring that, you bring this korban, and you make the tanai, and you give the extra money, and you say that if you had made this avira, then this should be bring my kapara, and if not, then I want the extra money to be donated to the Bedek Habayis, to the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash. So he allows you to make a tanai on this asham, and says Rabbi Tarfon here, and he tells you, by the way, you don't even necessarily need to know that you did the avira to bring an asham me'ilos. So the Gemara now Ula is wondering within the Fi Rashi. Again, there's all Fi Rashi to the different Gemara, but this is complicated enough with Rashi, so we'll just go with Rashi. And so according to this, according to Rabbi Tarfon, who holds that when it comes to an Asham Vadai, that it's just called Asham Vadai, I mean the one that you definitely know you didn't have Avera for, like we just mentioned by the Asham Me'ilos, which doesn't need to necessarily have a prior awareness that you've done the violation, you've done the Avera, right? Because as we said, that he allows you to do this tonight, so you don't necessarily even know you did the Avera, and he allows you to bring the Asham Me'ilos. So then according to him, the Gemara is wondering, turning on to the next Amud now, Baal Chamesh Be'ilos B'Shifcha Charufa, if a person has relations five different times with a woman who is the Shifcha Charufa, who is married to the Evan Ivri, Eino Chayev Alachas, he's only going to be Chayev. He thinks that according to Rabbi Tarfon, they'd only be Chayev one Asham. You wouldn't be chayav multiple ashams in this situation. So what exactly is this case as well, where you had five different relations? Rashi points out, we're talking about the case where you had a yediyah in every single time. Normally, when you have a yediyah, if a person eats treif piece of meat, and then you tell you, by the way, you ate a treif piece of meat, and then 20 minutes later, he completely forgets, I don't know, whatever is on his mind, he must be something crazy, and he eats the same exact, another piece of treif meat from that big steak of treif meat. So then he'd be chayav another korban chatas. Why? Because the idea, the awareness that you had in between, normally is considered enough to break up your actions and say that you're going to be chayev another korban. In this circumstance, the chiddush of Rabbi Tarfon, he's saying that that would not be the case in this situation. Why not? Because he points out that we have, according to the Man D'Amar, that you need to know that you violated an asham. It's in order to be chayev an asham. Shifcha Harufa, you need a yedia. So then, according to that one, so then the fact that this is required to make you chayav a korban, then the fact that you did find out about this, then every single time you're going to be chayav a new korban, according to Rabbi Akiva. However, Rabbi Tarfon says that you don't need a yedia. So then, the fact that you knew something, that not necessarily is going to change your din. You are not going to be chayav multiple korban in asham shifcha Harufa, because over here the yedia, the fact that you found out about it is not enough. Rashi says it's not enough to make you chayav a new korban, because we saw before that the idea isn't necessarily what makes you that's going to be so important for making you chayav the korban. So now the Gemara asks on this. The Gemara asks the Marseille of Maskefar of Amnuna. Amnuna has a kasha. Ela ma'ata. Then we could ask, but is that really, if your logic is correct, then the following should be true of the following case. Baal, go with the Bach change of the gear. So Baal, the hefrish korban. If someone had relations with this woman, and then he already separated a korban, v'amar lihim tinula she'evol, and he says, wait, he tells the Kohen, wait a second. You know what? I already have the korban. I already paid so much money for this korban. Let me go have relations with her one more time, and then the korban should be chal on that as well, and I should get a kapara. So the Gemara says, "Hachanami de'inu chayav alachas." You want to argue to me that this should be the case, that he should only be chayav one asham in that circumstance? Everyone would agree that that's not the case. You can't tell me that, because over there in that situation, everyone would agree once you separated it. If you want to assume that maybe that's not just like knowing about it is not enough, so maybe separating it isn't a chiluk. To which the Gemara responds, no, there's a fundamental difference. Amar lei, ma'isi l'achar fashak amar, you're trying to compare me, the example that you gave is where the guy already set aside his korban for the avera, for the asham, and then compare it to this case. Ma'isi l'achar fashak lo kamina. I wasn't discussing the case of someone who already set aside a korban. If you had set aside a korban and then done the avera again, even I would agree you'd have to bring another korban asham of shifcha charufa in this case. Because designating the korban and saying that this is now my korban, setting it aside, that is a more chashuv act. That's a more chashuv act than becoming aware of the avera that Rabbi Tarfon wanted to argue. Rabbi Tarfon says, yeah, just becoming aware of the avera, I agree, it's not going to be mechayev a new korban chata. So once you separate a new korban, then for sure you'd be chayev a new, an asham, you'd be chayev the new korban asham in that circumstance. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara quotes Ki Asar of Dimi Amar Leman Damar Asham Vadid by Yedi Betchila Baal Chamesh Bilos B'Shicha Charufa Chayav Al Kol Achas Rachas. So Rav Dimi came to Bava from Eretz Yisrael. He used to say a lot of different things in halacha. So here he said that according to the one who holds that Asham Vadei needs the idea betchila, meaning Shitas Rabbi Akiva now. So he is holding to Rabbi, like the way Rashi understood that this is referring to Rabbi Akiva. And Rashi just points out that they're not arguing what Ula said. Ula was just talking in the negative. Lamantam Asham Vadei lo ba yedia, that the one who doesn't hold like that was Rabbi Tarfon. Now the Gemara is calling the inverse. They're not arguing at all. He's saying within Shitas Rabbi Akiva, then what? If you have relations with, by accident, five different times with a shifcha knanis, with a woman who's a slave and married to the Eved Ivri, so then chayav al kol achas achas, he's going to be chayav a new korban for every single one of them, because according to Rabbi Akiva, we saw that Rabbi Akiva requires the idea is crucial for an asham vaday, as we mentioned before. So since the idea is crucial according to Rabbi Akiva, then you're going to be chayav a new chatas for every single asham for every single time that you realize you made the mistake, and then you have relations again, you'll be chayav a new korban. So literally, when I asked them, really, Abaye asked the question though, Hare chatas, is that really true though? Where a chatas, the ba'inan yedib chila, where we know that a person needs to know what he had done in order for him to be chayav a chatas, you need to have prior knowledge of what you had done. Rashi quotes, how do we know that? By a chatas, because the pasuk says, oh, hoda ela baby, you know it, and then you'll bring a korban. Only when hoda elav, only when you had known about it, can you bring a korban chatas. And yet, we plead Rabbi Yochanan, Rishon Med Lakish, yet we see with it, when it comes to the chatas, that when you, everyone agreed that you needed an awareness, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan argued about the situation where a person, on yesterday's daf, that where a person had found out, he had done the Avera in one lap, so he had two kezesim of chalev, two kezesim of iser. And then someone told him in two different times though, someone told him on Tuesday that, by the way, you had one kezias of iser. And then on Wednesday, someone told him, by the way, also you had another kezias of iser. So that was machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether or not that would make him chayav two different chatases. According to Reish Lakish, he would be chayav according to Reish Lakish, he would be chayav only one korban chatas. So too over here, shouldn't Reish Lakish agree that you should only be chayav one asham? Because over here in this situation, the idea doesn't matter according to Reish Lakish. The fact that you had the idea at different times, as long as you had done it in the same batachas like chatas, so then over here as well, even though you had figured out about it since the Torah's mechadesh that mazed it like shogig by asham, Rashi points it out, that you would still be chayav a korban lefi Reish Lakish, only one korban. So the Gemara says, Ishtik, originally Rav Dimi was silent to this kasha, he thought it was a very good kasha. And then Abaye said, maybe I'll give you a teretz. Abaye says, Amar lei, Dilma b'maisa l'achra afrashak armat. Maybe you're discussing a case where a person had realized this, he'd done the Avera after he had already set aside his korban. And once he had already set aside his korban, as I mentioned many times, like with the feed of Rav Himnuna's kasha on Ula, which Ula answered him, that once you separated already, there's no kasha anymore. Everyone would agree that there'd be a chinuchi of korban. So there, even Reish Lakish would agree to that. Even Reish Lakish would agree that in a situation where you had designated a new korban, you had set aside a new korban, then you'd be chayev another asham, Asham Shevcha Harufa. So the Gemara answers, Rav Dimi responds, Amar Lei, in, yeah, you're right. What you, your argument is exactly what I was thinking on. And therefore, it comes out, is that Reish Lakish would agree that a person would be chayav new Asham, just like he's chayav new Chatas, once he sets it aside, so too with an Asham, he'd be chayav as well. He'd be chayav a new Asham if he had set aside the Korban, and then there'd be no Kasha from the case of a Chatas. So the Gemara now says, Gemara continues, the Gemara says, Ki also Ravin Amar Komodim B'Shivcha Harufa, Komodim B'Shivcha Harufa, Machlokas B'Shivcha Harufa. So that there was one case where everyone agrees, one case where everyone agrees as well. We can see what all this means, and one case where they're arguing. So what does this all mean? The Gemara says, Komodim B'Shivcha Harufa De'enu Chayav Ella Achas. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that they argue about Yediyas when it comes to the Shivcha Harufa. When it comes to chatas, over here they're all going to agree that in a situation where you have a woman who is again married to the Eved Ivri, you're only going to be chayav one asham for if you had relations with her multiple times in the situation kidu'ula in the case of. Well, we had mentioned Lafi Rabbi Tarfon, that Rabbi Tarfon says that according to Rabbi Tarfon, we don't consider the idea enough to say that you're going to be chayav, that you don't need the idea for Asham. Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that a person who has relations, multiple bios with the Shevcha Harufa is only going to be chayav one Asham, even though he became aware of each of his Averus at different times, because over there, Rabbi Tarfon doesn't require a chayav idea, so then you'd only be chayav one Asham. And Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are all going to agree about the Shivcha Harufa, the Shivcha Kanani, that someone's going to be chayav to a separate asham for each and every one of his aviras in a situation where you had designated the asham kidra vimnuna. That's the case where you designate the asham. Once you designate it, even Rav Reish Lakish is going to agree, you'd be chayav a new asham. Machlokas b'shivcha harufa, and there's going to be machlokas when it comes to the slave woman when a situation leman damar asham vaday by yadiyah batchila, that according to the one that holds an asham vaday does require yadiyah, that meaning lafi Rabbi Akiva, then it's going to be the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Melakish, that's machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, just like Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan argue by a chatas, which requires the idea that they argue that if you found out you did the avera b'maisa echad b'helam echad, you did it in one shot, but then you found out about it on two different days, does that require you to have multiple chatazes or not? So just like they argue with it comes to a chatas, so too they're going to argue lefi Rabbi Akiva requires the idea for asham vaday, for an asham Shivcha Harufa, according to him, if you have multiple yediyas on different days, would you be chayav multiple chatos? That would be machlokas Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan hold that you require multiple korban asham shivcha harufa, whereas Reish Lakish would hold you only be chayav one. Now, just a point I want to mention: there's a very halachic lamaisa that comes out of this. Is something you wouldn't have really thought. The Bach writes, he quotes the Marshal, the Paskins that we say is in Siman Aleph, it's going to come up in Shulchan Aruch, that a person after the Ezu Mekoman, after let's say Ola, it says Yira Tonki Lu Krafti Ola. So the Bach quotes in the Marshal that after a Chatas, you can say a Lashon Sofek that if I the Ima Avarti Avir Shechayv Alachay Chatas Yira Tzon Sheyamirazo B'Makom Chatas. So that is what the Bach writes. However, the Taz asks on that. The Taz says you can't make a Tanai on Chatas. So you can't be a Nedava. It doesn't come in Nedava. It only comes as a requirement. So the Eli Rava answers that If you're saying if it's not if you didn't do avera, they didn't chayav chatas, it's just a kriya and it's not really going to be considered a chatas. However, the Magen Avraham says, but we don't say that. You're not allowed to make this tonight because we know from this Gemara over here, the Gemara says you need a yediyah. You need to know that you violated an avera. So only if a person knows for sure he accidentally violated Shabbos and Isra Dereisa, then he's allowed to say this Yerotzon Krikav Teula. But you can't make the tonight that if I did something like a chatas, you should be allowed to say that. And based on that, the Magen Avraham rejects it. And that actually comes at Lamaskana. It seems to be the Mishnah Berurah goes more like this Magen Avraham. That says that you don't say after Chatas and after Asham, you wouldn't say this Yehi Ratzon that if I had done it, I'm going to be Chayav, because like we say in this Gemara, you only if you're actually quiet. It is interesting. Some sitters write that some have the minhag to say that's based on this Marshal and the Bach. However, it's interesting, just a very fascinating machlokas comes mamish from straight out of our Gemara about the fact that Abaye says you need a Yediyah. That's the main raya for the Magen Avraham, which is how the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Itmar. Going on to the next. But now Itmar is Kavan Lagbiyas Atalosh. If a person had intended to lift up something that was detached from the ground. V'chatach, and Rashi gives the example. It was a person had a knife on the ground, and he accidentally cut up something that was attached. With that knife, he accidentally took up part of the ground. He was violating the din of kotzer. He was going to be reaping the ground. So the Gemara says, Pater is going to not be chayav a chatas, because Rashi tells us this is a person is going to be doing. He's not generally a person to be chayav a chatas is going to be chayav. He needs to do something that's called shogeg. You have to be some sort of level of done some sort of negligence to be chayav the korban chatas. However, there's a further step to remove, which is called misasik. That someone who's doing something else. If a person is misasik, it's mamash you're removed from your maisa whatsoever. And the maisa misasik is don't even need to bring a korban chatas. So shaila, most assume that he doesn't even need to do tshuva, it's so far removed from you. Let's say you're standing by a light and you just flick your arm and you don't even realize. And you flick your arm and like you fling it back. That happens sometimes and you hit a light, you turn a light on. That's mamash, you have no relation to your maisa whatsoever. Bikiv Eger, I think, is mechadesh, though he thinks that you do need to do tshuva. He has rayas from different gemaras. But anyway, misasik is definitely more removed than shoging, and therefore you're not even going to be chayav a korban chatas. So now the Gemara says, however, lachtoch is a talish. If a person was intending to cut something that was detached from the ground, v'chatach as a mechuber, but he accidentally had cut something that was actually attached to the ground, so he did violate the din on Shabbos. So this is machlokas. Rav Amar Pater. Rav says that he's not going to be chayav v'chatach. However, Abaye says you're going to be chayav. The Gemara is going to explain what's machlokas. Rav Amar Pater. Dahanil niskav in the chaticha di surah. Rav says that you're Pater because the person didn't have any intention for an action that was forbidden over here. All he had done is he was doing another act of permitted cutting. This permitted cutting has nothing to do with an Isra on Shabbos. So therefore, when he accidentally cut the ground, that's still going to be considered misasek lefi rava and not considered shogig, because you are doing an action that's totally mutter. It's no different than you're doing something that's not related to your action whatsoever. However, Abaye Amar Chayev, da'akum iskav in the chaticha ba'am. No. Abaye says, at the end of the day, you wanted to cut. So cutting something, that's not, you can't say it's misasek that you're preoccupied with something else. You weren't preoccupied with anything else. You were thinking about cutting it. You thought you were doing a heter cut. You did an Isra cut. So you should still be chayev a korban. Now the Rava wants to bring a for his shita, and Rav is going to quote a brisa to which the Gemara is going to end up analyzing the first half for the rest of the Amud, and not really get to his main raya till tomorrow's daf and the next daf. But the Gemara says now, Amar Rava. So how do I know that I'm right? Descended from the following brisa. Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. There's a greater chumrah, greater stringency by Shabbos than other mitzvos, which we're going to see later. But Chomer Shabbos Mishar Shabbos, and there's a greater chumrah when it comes to other mitzvos in regards to Shabbos. Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. There's a greater chumrah, greater stringency of Shabbos that doesn't apply to the Gemara. Shabbos. A person violated two averos in one helam, in one shot, and forgot about it. Chayav kolachas v'achas is going to be chayav v'chatas for each and every one of his averos. The Gemara is going to analyze this and discuss what this is. Masha inki mishar mitzvos. This does not apply to other mitzvos, other halachas. The chomer shar mitzvos b'shabbos. However, other halachas are going to be more machmir than Shabbos. Shabbos mitzvos shogeg globus kavan chayav. If someone had acted, he does something by accident without any intent, is going to be still given in chayav v'chatas. However, masha inki mishar mitzvos. This is not going to be the case with regards to Shabbos. This is going to be the raya Rava brings, but the Gemara is not going to come to analyzing this till next off. The Gemara says now, Omar Mar, Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. Analyzing the first part of the Braisa, the Gemara says, what does this mean? Shabbos Asr Shtayim Be'al Ma'achad, Chayv Al-Kul Achaz V'achaz, Mash'in Ke Mishar Mitzvos. The Gemara asks, Kei Chidami, what's the case where a person is going to violate Shabbos, he's going to be chayav two different chatas. Ili, mid avid ksira tchina. If you're going to say, if a person does one action, what does he do? He does reaping and grinding in one helam echad, where he forgot in one shot, and he forgot what he was doing. So the Gemara says, then what would be that the kavasik avay shar mitzvos, but then the parallel by other mitzvos would be the following. Achal chaylev adam. It would be, a person had one shot and made a mistake, and he also had chaylev adam, blood, and chaylev the iser of chaylev eating that in one shot, and also, you'd be chayav two different chatas. Hachatartim chayav, hachatartim chayav. In both those circumstances, person of Rabbi Chai have two different chatoses for both of Eros. So it can't be that anything was more machmir or more mikil. So the Gemara says, Ela shar mitzvos de lo mechayev el chada heichidami. So the Gemara says, so when it comes to other mitzvos, we must be the case where a person is going to be only chayev one chatos for violating numerous averos, then it must be the acha chelev v'chelev. If a person had chelev and then chelev again in the same helam echad, the Gemara says it. But that, if that's the case, though, the kavasa gabe Shabbos, what would be the parallel with the karts to Shabbos? It was the avid ksira v'ksira. That person violated the din deraisa of doing ksira of reaping on Shabbos, and then he did it again in the same helam echad of not realizing either that was, let's say, he didn't realize this malach was aser. So then a person also in that case also hacha chada v'acha chada mechayev. In both circumstances, the order would be chayev. So only one. Korban Chatas, because you only did it by Helam Echad with one lapse, so one unawareness. So then you can't tell me that this is more machmir. So the case of Shabbos and these two cases are exactly parallel to Shar Averos. So how can you tell me Shabbos is more machmir? So the Gemara now answers. The Gemara says La'olam Da'avid Ktsira V'Tchina. No, really, the person actually did the malachas of Ktsira and Tchina, of grinding and reaping. Reaping and grinding that way. Or my shaker b'shar mitzvos, and what does it mean? That you can't, it's referring to other mitzvos, other commandments. It's referring to avodah zarah, specifically the iser of avodah zarah. Usually shar mitzvos a lot of times can refer to avodah zarah because avodah zarah is shkula connected shar mitzvos. It's like, so it's, when the b'risa uses lashon, it meant specifically there's a chumra that doesn't apply by avodah zarah. The Gemara says, and what is that? For the Rabbi Ami, this like goes like with the ruling that Rabbi Ami said, Damar Rabbi Ami, zibeach v'kiter v'nesach b'elam ha'achas. If someone had slaughtered the animal, he burned it and poured the wine libations for the idol in one helam echad, in one shot, enu chayev ela achas. He didn't realize this was also, he is going to be chayev only one chatas, whereas in Shabbos, if he did three different malachas, he'd be chayev three different chatoses. The Gemara says, but mayo kimta. So how did he explain the brisa about avodah zarah? You're talking about the you think that the brisa is talking about avodah zarah. The Gemara says, if that's the case, then ima sifla, we should analyze the second half of the brisa, which said the following, chomer b'shar mitzvah, shebishar mitzvah, shagag v'lo miskaven chayev. That when it comes to other mitzvahs, if a person had done an accident, he done something by accident, he's going to be chayev only, and masha'in ki mashabbos, Shabbos, he wouldn't be chayev a chatas at all. So the Gemara is saying that if this is referring to avodah zarah, hay shagav lo miskaven, avodah zarah hechidami. But if that's the case, how do you have a case where avodah zarah, a person had done something without any intent at all when it comes to avodah zarah? Ile mekasavar beisak neses hu v'shtachal. He walked in, you know, he saw the stained glass windows, and he walked in and he thought this was a shul, and he davened Hashem, he davened Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara says, Hareli b'lo Shemayim, that's not a case where you're going to be chayav achatas. Even if you realize that this was a Rashi says, even if you find out there was a real base of avodah zarah, if you're davening Shmona Esrei, obviously not the proper place to be davening to Hashem, but still, if you went into a church and you started davening Shmona Esrei, you are not going to be chayav a korban chatas for violating avodah zarah because you didn't do avodah zarah. So Gemara says, Elo dechaze andarta. So maybe you're arguing where he saw, maybe you can give the case. So the Seifa is talking about where he saw a statue. Rashi says, Dafka, a statue of the king, v'sagilei, and then he bowed down to that statue. So the Gemara says, "Hichidami idikal be'alei b'loai." If he bowed down to the statue of the king because he assumed it's like a god, mezidu, then he's going to be chayav achatas because that's a full fledged avodah zarah. But if he doesn't accept it as a god, he's only lav gluma, then he's not bowing down anything, he's just doing it out of fear. You know, in North Korea, I was always fascinated at the place, they have a statue of the people, they make people bow down to them and like praise them and whatever like that. So if it's just a person that doesn't intend like that, he's not going to be chayav of punishment, he's not allowed to do this, still iser to do this, but still, it's not going to be something that you are allowed to do. The Gemara says them. Ella be'ava mira. Maybe you can argue that the person was just doing this out of love or fear of a person for doing it. He didn't think that he was as any iser that he was scared of someone. He didn't think there was an iser of avodah zarah by doing that. The Gemara says hanich le'bayi demar chayev. That would only work according to Abayi, who says that such a sinner would be chayev echatas. However, the Rava Damar Pater Rava who argues in that case of ava yira, you're not even going to be chayev echatas. So the ma'ik le'mevar according to Rava, you can't explain the brisa as referring to avodah zarah. So since the Gemara is going to list Omer Mutter, the Gemara is going to try to give another answer for the brisa. Meretz Hashem will pick up with this answer tomorrow about the case of Omer Mutter, because the Gemara has a few answers that they're trying to get onto. Okay, pick up here tomorrow, Mr. Shem.